Welcome to the podcast. Today we're talking about an absolutely massive deal between OpenAI and Amazon, $38 billion for cloud computing. Now, there's a reason why this deal hasn't happened till right now. We're going to break all of that down on the podcast today, as well as cover how long they're going to be spending to deploy all of this capital, where they're getting this capital from, the sustainability of the AI bubble today, and another massive deal that Microsoft also has just made for more cloud compute. So everyone is firing on all cylinders right now in an absolute arms race to get more cloud compute. We're going to break all of that down. But before we do, if you've ever wanted to try out all of the different AI models that I talk about on the show, from OpenAI to Claude to dozens of different image and text and audio models, I'd love for you to check out AIbox.ai. That's my own startup where we give you access to over 40 of the top different AI models, including Perplexity and everything from Google and Meta and OpenAI, NVIDIA, Perplexity, Qwen, Grok, all for $20 a month. So $20 a month in one chat, you can talk to all of the different models. You can compare the results side by side. And it's a really great way to not have to spend an insane amount of money on subscribing to every single AI subscription that is out there. $20 a month, you get access to literally everything, and you can use them all in the same chat. Different image generators, different text generators, and audio generators in one thread, so you don't have to switch between different tools and copy and paste. It's amazing. I hope you love it. Check it out. Link in the description. All right. Let's talk about this $38 billion cloud computing deal. The thing that's really incredible here, this is going to be a 7-year deal. So, that averages out to be about $5.4 billion per year over the next 7 years. And this is effective immediately. OpenAI said that they're going to immediately start using AWS for all of this. And they're targeting to be deployed with the full capacity of what they're going to use from AWS by the end of next year. So basically, they're going to start onboarding now. They're going to start getting everything rolling and training right now, and by the end of next year, they should have, everything that they're going to get from AWS on this particular contract ready to roll. And they also have the ability to expand further in 2027 and beyond as part of their contract. So, if you thought $38 billion was a lot, well, come 2027, they have the opportunity to up that even more. So all of this is following OpenAI's recent restructuring deal that they just did. And, obviously it's gotten a lot of criticism because they just moved from a nonprofit to a for-profit. But there was a couple interesting things that came along with this, particularly with the relationship with Microsoft, who, if you remember, when Microsoft made the first $10 billion investment into OpenAI, which seemed like, wow, this is crazy, $10 billion, they got basically half the company at the time. When they made that first massive investment, part of it was that Microsoft had to sign off on any use or basically any new contracts for computing services from other firms. And that's because Microsoft's Azure was basically the exclusive partner for OpenAI until OpenAI basically outgrew the capacity of Azure. And now they're having to make a lot of different partnerships with other places. And in addition, because Microsoft is working on their own AI models, I think OpenAI felt like, they didn't want to put all their eggs in one computing basket. Plus, they just needed way more compute. So now that they have officially restructured, they're able to go out and start getting other companies to do their compute. And they didn't waste any time with it. They immediately jumped into this contract, and perhaps they've been talking to AWS before, but they really couldn't do this AWS deal until they restructured so that they didn't have to get everything signed off by Microsoft. So OpenAI's deal right now is that they're doing with Amazon is part of a really big spending, move that they're planning on doing. They're planning on spending over $1 trillion in the next decade, which is obviously an absolutely astronomical amount of money. A lot of people have called into question if it's possible, if right now they're making $13 billion, which is like, wow, that sounds fantastic. That's their annual revenue right now. But if over the next 10 years, they need to get that up to $1 trillion, which is massive, absolutely massive. But, I think at the current trajectory, it's not out of the question, and everyone would appear to think the same thing. So they have also announced a whole bunch of different partnerships for different data center buildouts that they're going to be doing. Particularly, they're doing one with Oracle. Sam Altman went to the White House and made a big announcement for 5 new Stargate data centers with Oracle and SoftBank, which was a super big deal. They're also working with the United Arab Emirates and some others. OpenAI also secured a deal with NVIDIA and AMD and Broadcom. So they're making, securing deals with chip makers that make the actual chips. They're securing deals with the actual data centers that can run the compute. And it's, you know, really feels like an all hands on deck. Now, some people are saying that all of this increased investment from OpenAI and a bunch of other tech giants, we're going to break down a deal from Microsoft that also is just going down. Some of them are saying that this is all just a big, huge bubble. They, you know, their $300 billion 5-year Oracle deal is pretty huge. People are wondering if they're able to fund that $60 billion in annual revenue while remaining unprofitable for that. And so there's a lot, right? They're spending a lot of money to build out this infrastructure. And some people think that that's going to put the company into jeopardy. The argument here is that, you know, they're spending an absolute insane amount of money, $1 trillion over the next 10 years. And this is sort of unproven and potentially dangerous. And there's no clear sign of a meaningful return on investment. Now, what I will say is this is a company that is growing at an absolutely breakneck speed. And so I believe they will come to a great return on investment. Everybody knows this company. It's basically known as the leader in AI. And the way that I like to think about this is just the fact that AI is going to become more and more integrated into every task. Right now, a lot of people talk about, oh, is AI going to replace this job and that job? And like, eventually AI will be able to do many, many jobs that are done by humans today. And OpenAI right now seems to be the absolute clear leader. If like App Store revenue is anything to go by, or basically I think, you know, annual revenue, OpenAI is smoking everybody else, and it's almost as big as every other company combined, AI company combined. So the fact that they are leading this, if you expect AI spending to continue, which personally that's my stance, because when you start looking at humanoid robots, all of those need some insane compute to actually help power those. And if Elon Musk's prediction and a lot of other companies' predictions is correct, a humanoid robot inside of every home will become like a car in the next 10 years, where you spend 15, 20 grand, or you can get a, you know, Facebook marketplace for 5 grand maybe. And these things will be able to cook, clean, tidy your house, do your dishes, do your laundry, do a lot of your chores. And in my opinion, I think that there's a very real case to where that could be a big future. So in that case, it seems like OpenAI will have the ability to scale. Are we in a bubble? Yes. How big is it? When will it pop? Will it correct? Will it explode? Like, where does it go? I think is an interesting question. But there's like no doubt that a lot of money is being thrown around right now. Okay. I want to talk about Microsoft's deal because, in addition, like literally back to back, Microsoft has just made a $9.7 billion deal with Australia's iREN. This is an AI cloud capacity, basically data center. And it seems like they are just, you know, leaving no stone unturned, as TechCrunch said, in their quest to secure more compute capacity for meeting customers' heavy demand for AI services. Honestly, it's interesting because Microsoft is a cloud computing provider. They have data centers, they have chips. Like, Microsoft has access to all of this, and, you know, OpenAI spent $10 billion, or, you know, received $10 billion for them and worked with Microsoft Azure. And yet, they're still going and outsourcing this to other companies because they just need so much more compute and capacity. So just on Monday, they signed this almost $10 billion deal. This is a 5-year contract with Australia's iREN company. Now, what's interesting is it is an Australian company, but the data centers are actually based in Childress, Texas. They're planned to support about 750 megawatts of capacity. And they also get access to compute infrastructure built with NVIDIA's GB300 GPUs. So it's right, they're getting access to the data center, but also all of these NVIDIA chips, which are hard to come by today. They expect that everything's going to be deployed over phases throughout next year. So just like OpenAI, by the end of next year, this whole deal should be fully in motion, and they should be, you know, taking full capacity from iREN's data center in Texas. Interestingly enough, iREN said that they are separately buying GPUs and equipment from Dell. They're spending about $5.8 billion buying GPUs from Dell. Now, can we just pause to take a moment to realize how insane that Microsoft is buying among other things, access to GPUs from iRen, who is buying GPUs from Dell, who is buying GPUs from NVIDIA, and iRen is also making deals with NVIDIA, and OpenAI is also making deals with NVIDIA, and Microsoft is also making, like, everyone is buying everything from everyone, which is hilarious, right? Like Dell, for example, they're just buying it from NVIDIA and selling it to iRen, when iRen is trying to go direct, but NVIDIA will only sell you so many chips direct. It is absolutely crazy to me. What I will say, though, is iRen is more of a data center company, and so Dell basically is just flipping the chips, and iRen is actually building the facility that hosts and runs them. So all of this is coming after Microsoft last month launched its first production cluster with NVIDIA's GB300s on their Azure system. So they have their own system. They're still going to their competitor, in a sense, iRen, for data center, although, you know, maybe you could argue that that's a good way for a cloud provider to go. They don't always have to have their own data centers, yada, yada. It makes sense. It is just very interesting. So all of that said, NVIDIA's GB300s are very popular right now. They're, you know, optimized for reasoning models. They're optimized for agentic AI and for multimodal generative AI. So basically, it can do text, audio, video, image, everything, which is becoming more and more popular. So last month, Microsoft also signed a deal with Nscale for approximately 200 NVIDIA GB300 GPUs. Again, Microsoft has the capability of buying directly from NVIDIA, but NVIDIA won't sell all of the GPUs directly to one provider. So instead, NVIDIA sells them to iRen and they sell them to Nscale, and Microsoft goes and like buys capacity on those GPUs from those companies. It's just fascinating to me. That particular deal with Nscale was using the GPUs in three different data centers in Europe and then one in the US. So, you know, maybe a data center goes, buys the GPUs, sets them up, and then Microsoft's like, well, you already have them all plugged in, like, we'll just rent them from you, and maybe that makes sense. But you could also imagine a world where Microsoft built their own data centers and just bought all the chips if NVIDIA would make unlimited chips and supply unlimited chips to any particular user. That's just not the case today. So one thing that is interesting to know about iRen that is getting this $10 billion deal, basically, is it is very similar to CoreWeave, another one of these companies that just grabs all the GPUs, sticks them in a data center, and rents them off. iRen actually started off as a Bitcoin mining operation. They realized they can make a lot more money from their GPUs today if they put AI workloads on them, and so they've kind of made that pivot. It's interesting because even NVIDIA, like most recently before ChatGPT came out, NVIDIA was making most of their money selling to crypto miners. And so it's just interesting the evolution of this whole industry. It went from NVIDIA making GPUs that were primarily used by gamers, and then crypto miners, and then AI, and, you know, NVIDIA obviously hit a $5 trillion market cap because of that beautiful, perfect step where they just kept hitting the perfect industry. So the CEO, Daniel Roberts, expects the Microsoft deal to take up about 10% of iRen's total capacity, right? So it's not like, you know, Microsoft buying the whole company and everything they can produce. It's about 10% of what they can produce, which honestly is still a lot, but there's only so many companies that'll sign a $10 billion deal with you, so it's pretty great. And he expects that it's going to make about $1.9 billion in annualized revenue. Again, if you think about it, that's $2 billion for this company in annualized revenue that it's going to be making. If this thing's listed on the stock market, it's fantastic for this company. And so it's just interesting the way everything trickles down. A lot of companies are benefiting from all of this. So this is the deal that Microsoft has made, almost $10 billion, in addition to an absolutely massive, almost $40 billion, $38 billion, cloud computing deal that OpenAI has made with Amazon's AWS. The cloud compute wars are going crazy. I'll be covering all of it. So if you're interested in finding out what happens next, and when these deals reach full capacity by the end of next year, I'll do an update episode on where things sit. And I'm sure by that point, OpenAI will be signing $300 billion deals. Honestly, you could probably quote me on that by the end of next year with who knows who. It will be insane. So thanks so much, everybody, for tuning into the podcast. As always, make sure to leave a rating and review if you enjoyed the show. And go check out AIbox.ai. Check out our playground to get access to all of the best AI models on one platform for $20 a month. It honestly is an amazing deal, guys. Go check it out. Would love to hear your thoughts on the platform. If you have new feature ideas, we are adding things daily. We are hustling to make this the absolute best place to access all the AI tools in one place. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll catch you guys all in the next episode.